Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the promises of God for everyday life. Today I want to address the promise of God's protection for your life. We live in a day when people are feeling more and more fearful than ever of being personally harmed, of being involved in some tragedy, of being attacked by strangers and people with evil motives. And even among Christians, there appears to be great fear and panic. And I want to encourage you today that there is a Bible promise for the believer of God's promised protection, His preservation for your physical life and health. God wants you to take a hold of His promise of protection. In Psalm 121, verse 7, it says, "The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore." I love those words, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil." In Psalm 91, verse 11, we find the promise that He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Psalm 32, verse 7 says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble." Psalm 31, 23 gives us this promise of God's protection, "For the Lord preserves the faithful." And lastly, of Proverbs 2, verse 8, it says, "He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of His saints." The word preserve, as I've just used it in these many scriptures, is found throughout the Word of God and indicates God's protection, as used in Psalm 121, where it says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil." The word means to hedge about, or to guard, or to protect, or reserve, or save. And this is from the Hebrew and Chaldee dictionary. God's promise for you is that He desires to guard you, to protect you, to reserve and to save you, to hedge you about with His protection. How do you take hold of the promise of God's protection in the middle of a very wicked world that we live in? God wants you to believe His word and to take hold of it, to claim it for your very own, and to expect with an expectancy of a faith-filled heart that you can believe God for His protection even in very dangerous situations, whether you're on an airplane, whether you're being sent off to war as a military person. You can trust God for protection. I shared last week the astounding story of the Sunday school superintendent who was up on the 81st floor of one of the World Trade Towers, and he was just underneath the level that the plane crashed into. And though burning fire was all around him and he was literally trapped because of a wall, God delivered him and he called on God. He believed God. He cried out. He said, "You can do this." He believed in God's ability to protect him in the most dramatic, difficult and dangerous circumstance that we as a nation have ever witnessed with our eyes all across the television sets in the United States. God wants you to believe His word, just as that man did, for his preservation. And God did it for him. He wants to do it for you. But here's the key. As with every promise of God, you must decide in your own heart that you are going to believe God's word above and beyond what you have ever seen. One of the greatest enemies of the believer to take a hold of the promises of God is that awful enemy called unbelief. And unbelief will work on you to try to pressure you to not believe what God's word says because you have witnessed perhaps other Christians not having the promise come to pass in their lives. Understand this, my friend. Regardless of what you may have seen, regardless of Christians that you may know that have died, and Satan tries to tell you didn't work for them, you can't count on it for yourself. You and I do not know all the circumstances surrounding other people's situations. Only in eternity will we have the revelation understanding of all the details of these things. No circumstance you've ever seen or heard about makes God's word of no effect. It does not discount or disqualify or cause God's word to be untrue. God's word is true. If God says he can preserve you from all evil, he can preserve you from all evil. But he wants you and I to believe him. He wants you and I to take a hold of the word and say, God, I don't care what I've seen with my eyes. I don't care what I've heard with my ears. I take your word at face value, and I'm counting on your word that it is true. That's the heart God wants in every believer. Are you a believer, or are you allowing unbelief to undermine God's word in your own life? God wants you to be able to take a hold of his promise of protection for your personal life, for your family. It's vital for your survival in these last days that you take a hold of God's promise of protection. The conditions of the promise of protection are found in the scriptures where this promise is described. In Psalm 91, we find the words, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And then it goes on to list the various ways God protects. He'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He'll cover you with his feathers. He'll give you his angels charge over you, etc., etc. But the key here that we see is this condition found in the very first verse. The person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, that person will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And under that shadow is perfect and absolute protection. Second condition that you will see in this chapter 91 of Psalms is that the person who's abiding under the shadow also is the person who says about God that that's where his trust is located. In verse 2, it says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." The person who is abiding in that secret place and is determined to take a hold of the protection of God that is promised to him also is very careful to guard his or her lips and says, like the writer here in Psalm 91, "I will say about God," this is what I'll say, "I will say that he's my refuge. I will say that he's my fortress," which means your protection. "I will say in him I will trust." Don't allow yourself to say what the devil wants you to say, such as, "If I was ever on a plane that got hijacked, I would freak out." That type of speech, those type of statements are in complete disagreement with the word of God. They stand opposed to believing God's word. That is unbelief speaking through your mouth. If you will say things like that, if you're determined to take a hold of God's protection, then you need to say only this: "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, no matter how dangerous a condition I may be in. My God, in him will I trust," regardless of what things look like, no matter how dangerous it may appear. That's the kind of words and speech that the believer says who wants to take a hold of the promise of God's protection. And you need to teach that to your children. My husband and I were in a church when we were very young believers, and the pastor gave us this most wise advice. He said, if you want to take a hold of God's protection and be free from fear and teach your children the same, then memorize Psalm 91 and memorize Psalm 27 and have those two psalms in your heart, in your spirit, and coming out of your mouth, and you'll be able to trust God in the most dangerous condition you may ever face. It is the case, and I encourage you to do likewise. We did that as young believers, and when our son was born, we had him memorize all 16 verses of Psalm 91 as a young child. And now, as a college student, he's able to say from memory that verse, and he's used it for his own protection in the Lord and mission trips around the world in dangerous situations. Do the same. Get it in your spirit. Say it out of your mouth. be determined to be one who will take a hold of the promise of God, that His protection belongs to you. Trusting God is an essential part of the condition for the promise of protection. And don't allow Satan any opportunity or any foothold in your life by thinking thoughts of fear or destruction or potential danger or any of those things. Ephesians 4:27 tells us not to give the devil a foothold. Don't give him a foothold in your thought life with regard to fear issues or lack of protection about for yourself or your children. And don't give him a foothold in your speech. Those two areas will take you down. They will undermine your ability to believe God and His Word. Make sure you're taking a hold of the promise of God's protection by standing firm on the Word of God, and He shall preserve you from all evil. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He will be your hiding place. He will preserve you from trouble. He will preserve the faithful. All of those promises belong to you and I. Let's take a hold of them, and we'll be able to walk through these last days with our heads up, knowing that nothing Satan may bring will be able to shake us or remove us from being in the protection of the shadow of the wings of God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.